And now this is a dictation for Paul, P-A-U-L, Bader, B-A-D-E-R, September 1664, addresses a letter to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, for 631713. Dear Dr. Holmes, a follow-up for Mr. Bader. Who has advanced renal failure. From biopsy proving severe arterial sclerosis and secondary type FSGS. Last visit was in December. Extensive review system right now is negative, has gained weight from 311 to 324, uses CPAP machine at night, but intermittently he cannot get used to. Some of this exacerbated by nocturia, blood pressure at home 120 over 70, extensive review system is negative, no hospital visit. Medication list review, I will highlight the Demadex, Coric, Aldactone, Norvas on cholesterol treatment, no anti-inflammatory agents. Today, blood pressure 104.78, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, stable edema, no focal deficit, normal speech, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, chemistries. This is from April, creatinine 2.1, which is baseline for a normal sodium potassium. Bicarbonate elevated, low albumin, normal calcium phosphorus, no gross anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Biopsy proven, severe arterial sclerosis, interstitial fibrosis, tubular atrophy, and secondary type FSGS. Next number, CKD stage 4, without evidence of progression. There is no indication for dialysis. We do it for GFR less than 15 and symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema, which is not the case. Next number, proteinuria from above problems. Next number, blood pressure in the office, well controlled in the low side but not symptomatic. Next number, low albumin from proteinuria. Next number, metabolic alkalosis from diuretics. Next number, other chemistries with kidney disease is stable. Chemistries every 6 months. We do AV fistula for GFR less than 20, as well as options of dialysis when below 20. We discuss about the sleep apnea. We can explore the INSPIRE, INSPIRE procedure. He's going to discuss this with you. Come back in 6 months.